As we celebrate Independence Day today, I wanted to look back a little bit at the vision of our founding fathers for our country. And one of the fundamental controversies over the establishment of our country was whether the American people were religious enough and whether they had enough moral virtue for self-government. Are we virtuous and moral enough to be free? In 1798, John Adams, who was our second president, one of the founding fathers, wrote, "Our Constitution was made only for a religious and moral people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other." And so, as Benjamin Franklin said, corrupt and vicious people are not capable of freedom. So what our founding fathers knew was that if you were going to give people freedom, they had to have the moral virtue guided by religious principles in order to use that freedom well. It doesn't matter how good of a government you set up. It doesn't matter who the president is, who is in Congress, how many balances of power that you set up. If the people themselves are not virtuous, then a free society is going to implode and collapse upon itself. And so our founding fathers had a very clear understanding of the freedom that God gave us, that as human beings, he gave us free will, but also that with that freedom comes the responsibility to use our freedom to love and to serve God and to live by his moral laws. And so our system of government was one that was set up, our nation, where religion wouldn't be forced on people by the government, but that the people must voluntarily embrace religion in order to guide their behavior. And today, too many people have bought into the idea that religion should be pushed out of our lives, or that it should be pushed out of the public sphere, out of our schools, out of our businesses, out of our government, that you should be able to believe whatever you want within the church walls, but the rest of society needs to be secularized. And this secularism is un-American, and it undermines the very foundation of our country. And so I think it's important for us to recover the vision of our founding fathers of what our nation is supposed to be. Public prayer is good. Reading of scripture is good. Religious values should shape our legislation. It should shape our education system. It should shape our legal system. You know, that's the purpose of freedom. A free society isn't one that you attack religion and try and keep it constrained within church. The very purpose of freedom of religion is so that people could freely and openly practice their religion and that our religious beliefs would shape the society around us. Our society is unraveling around us. And the greatest threat to our nation isn't an external threat. It's not the Chinese Communist Party. The greatest threat to our country is internal. It's the moral decline that we're seeing within our nation. And especially as we look at our youth, you know, the morality of our youth is being corrupted by sexual immorality, by communist indoctrination in a lot of the school systems in our country, critical race theory and these other communist ideas that are being taught. But most dangerously is the cynicism and disrespect towards religion and the worship of God that many young people are being exposed to and formed in. You know, the source of decline is exactly what Ezekiel says in our first reading. You know, the Israelites had become stubborn and obstinate and stiff-necked, and they had become rebels. They were rebelling against the will of God. And we can see that in the hearts of so many people in our country today, people revolting and rebelling against the will of God. And Ezekiel was sent to proclaim the truth to them. And that's the mission of the church. And it's all the more important today as people are straying from the worship and of God and right religion, that the voice of the church is strong in proclaiming the truths that are necessary for our society to flourish. And so the common good of our nation, but more importantly, people's salvation depends upon them returning back to God. And there's four religious truths that are necessary for people to embrace for a free society. These are fundamental pillars that have to be there for our society to function properly. And the first truth is that human life is sacred. All human life is sacred because we're created in the image of God. The second thing is that we are fallen, impacted by sin. And so we need religion and we need morality to form us properly and to guide our behavior so that we don't buy into every perverse desire that comes into our hearts or our minds. The third thing is that we're created for a supernatural end. We are not created for the material things of this world, but we're created for a supernatural destiny. And the fourth pillar is that marriage and family are central to the common good, and they must be protected and fostered. So these are four truths that are necessary for society to have a good foundation and to flourish. And I want to focus in briefly on one of these pillars, marriage and family. What's going on with marriage and family within our country? Well, first of all, the birth rate is plummeting within our country. We are well below replacement level. Our society can't even sustain itself because people are not having enough children even to replace our society. And if we look at what's going on within our families, 25% of young people in our country grow up without any father figure in their home. And those 25% of people account for 85% of behavioral disorders. And 63% of youth suicides are from that subset. These are young people who grow up without ever experiencing the love of the father, without ever having a father say, "I'm proud of you," or without having any influence of a father in their home. And many times they turn to drugs, they turn to gangs, they turn to promiscuity and all sorts of other destructive behaviors because they've never grown up experiencing the love of a father. These are young people who are broken, and they're broken because the family structure within our society is broken. And yet the Catholic Church is vilified for upholding traditional marriage. Marriage is a union between a man and a woman. Well, this teaching of the church isn't based upon hatred. It's not based upon discrimination. It's based upon the reality that only a man and a woman can conceive life, and that we need children for the future of our country. And young people, in order to be raised in a healthy environment, they need to experience the love of a father and a mother. And so these are things that are critical for the procreation of children and for their formation. And the reason why we have so many problems within our society, one of the primary reasons, is because of the disintegration of the family unit. Because our young people are not growing up in stable families. And that points to a lack of religious formation. You know, the moral foundation that's necessary for our society to flourish is to have healthy marriages and family life. And so the church's teachings are important for our salvation and they're important for the common good in order to form people so that we can have healthy and strong families. And we better wake up quickly and realize how important this is and how other toxic ideologies threaten to undermine marriage and the family. You know, this is just one example, but an important example of the importance that religion and morality have to informing people for the good of society and ultimately for salvation. You know, we need strong religious convictions and we need the influence of religion and morality in our society. It's important for us not to be rebels like we hear in the first reading and to be obstinate, but to recognize the critical importance the worship and adoration of God and the following of his moral teachings is. If our lives are ordered properly towards God, our families will be ordered properly and society will be ordered properly and flourish. But if our lives are not ordered properly towards God, then society is going to continue to disintegrate. If we want to look at a good indicator of the health of our society, we should look at church attendance. How many people are coming to Mass every Sunday for the worship and adoration of God? That would be a pretty good indicator of the state of our nation. How religious are the people of our country? And as we look back at the founding of our nation and give thanks to God for the blessing of our country, perhaps we can reflect upon this question today. Are we religious and moral enough to be a free society?